From Spark and Anvil and Claimcraft, this is Gloss, Footing and Onus, in Chapter 1 of the Claimcraft cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Two friends were about to have a real fight. Not a playful one, a red-faced, talking over each other one, over a simple-sounding question. Is it fair to give everyone in class the exact same thing? One said obviously yes, one said obviously no, and they were 3 seconds from a shouting match that would settle nothing. Three helpers stepped in before the first shout, because a good argument, they knew, is mostly won or lost in how it's set up. Gloss carried a dictionary and a curious look. Footing carried a little shovel for digging under things, and Onus carried a set of balance scales labeled who has to prove what. "Wait, before you argue," said Gloss, "let's make sure you're even arguing about the same thing. You'd be amazed how often people aren't."
Gloss went first, opening the dictionary, because a huge number of arguments are really just two people meaning different things by the same word. "You," said Gloss to the first friend, "when you say fair, what do you mean?" "The same for everyone," she said. "And you?" Gloss asked the second. "Giving each person what they need, even if that's different," he said. Gloss smiled. "There, listen to yourselves. You both said fair, but she means equal, and he means according to need. You're not actually disagreeing about the answer. You're disagreeing about what the word means." The two friends blinked at each other. "That's my whole job," said Gloss. "Before you argue, agree on what the key words mean. Because so many fights are secretly just definition fights in disguise. Pin down the words first, and half your arguments quietly dissolve, because you were on the same side the whole time and didn't know it."
Then Footing dug the little shovel under the argument, because every claim stands on assumptions nobody said out loud. "Okay, now you know you mean different things by fair," said Footing. "But let's dig under why each of you leans your way, down to the assumptions holding you up." Footing turned some earth. She assumes treating people the same is what respect looks like. He assumes people start from different places, so the same thing lands differently. Footing held up the unearthed assumptions. "Neither of you said those out loud. You didn't even know you were standing on them. But an argument always rests on hidden footings like these. And if you never dig them up, you argue forever about the surface, while the real disagreement sits buried underneath." Footing patted the surface assumptions. "Now they're in the open, where you can actually look at them and ask, which of these do we both believe? Which is the real crux? You can't examine a foundation you can't see, so we dig it up first."
And then Onus set down the balance scales, because a fair argument needs to know who has to prove what. "Last thing before you go," said Onus. "Whoever makes a claim carries the job of supporting it. That's the rule that keeps an argument honest." Onus set the scales level. If she claims same for everyone is always fairest, the job of showing why sits on her side. She can't just assert it and demand he disprove it. And if he claims need-based is always fairest, the burden's on him to show it. Onus tapped the scales. "This matters because the sneakiest move in any argument is trying to make the other person disprove your claim. Well, you can't prove I'm wrong, but that's backwards. The one who makes the claim owes the support. If you assert it, you carry it." Onus balanced the scales. "Settle that first, and nobody gets to just lob claims and dodge the work of backing them up. Each side supports what each side claims. That's a fair fight."
And so the two friends had their argument, but a completely different kind than the shouting match they'd almost had. They knew they meant different things by fair. They could see the assumptions each stood on, and each supported their own claims. It stayed warm. It went somewhere. By the end, they understood each other, even where they still disagreed. "Good defining,"
said Footing. Good digging, said Onus. Good burden, said Gloss. There is a genuine, calming pleasure in an argument done well, one set up so carefully that it becomes a real conversation instead of a heated mess. Most bad arguments aren't bad because the people are dumb or mean. They're bad because nobody agreed what the words meant, nobody dug up the hidden assumptions, and everybody tried to make the other person do the proving. Fix those three things first. Define, dig, and settle who proves what. And even a hard disagreement becomes something almost enjoyable, two people actually thinking together instead of just shouting near each other.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Gloss, Footing, and Onus. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.